Good morning, my friends. I was out at the grocery store the other day and overheard a conversation between a man and his partner that reminded me of some of the complicated sorts of emotions and even childlike sorts of emotions that many of us are experiencing right now during this time of uncertainty, including new levels of restlessness or aggravation, intolerance, worry, maybe emotions that are familiar, but they're much different right now because what we are living in is much different than anything we have been in before. I'm not suggesting any of this is new. I'm just suggesting that it's real and mindfulness can help us always to work with these complicated sorts of emotions, especially when they're aggravated or stronger than what makes any logical sense. Emotions are not contained by logical sense. They actually, as you know, are the lifeblood, the core, the heart of our direct experience, which right now is pretty confused some of the time and pretty isolated most of the time. The conversation went kind of like this. The man was saying, "I don't like wagon wheel cookies. I like Malamars, and these are not Malamars." While I was thinking, what in the world are either one of those two kinds of cookies, his partner looked at him and kind of nodded her head and actually said nothing, but just looked at him with a kind of compassion that seemed very real, as though she knew that kind of exaggerated upset over something as ordinary as a type of cookie. Now, I don't know this, but it looked as though she was practicing mindfulness, awareness, and even compassion, as she did not get into an argument over cookies and why they should have had the kind that he wanted and didn't. Mindfulness practice is something that helps us to find grace under pressure. When frustration or fear or sorrow or even selfishness hit you in a strong way, first offer yourself compassion. It is okay to feel this way. It's how I feel. The second thing is grounding yourself, turning inward to your breath, and using a short kind of mindfulness practice that I call 3-4-5. Breathe in for the count of 3, hold it for the count of 4, and breathe out slowly to the count of 5. Do that for a few minutes, and you'll find that you have a choice about how you express or take care of those feelings, experiencing your senses in the here and now. And finally, during this time, caring for yourself, which means being gently aware and gently vigilant. Check in and pay attention to your feelings. Are you angry, lonely, tired, frustrated? And go through these 3 steps in response to whatever feeling or feelings you identify. I want to offer you a brief practice of mindfulness that will help you to surf these uncertain times and these uncertain feelings when they arise. So let's be seated. And let's put your hands in a comfortable place, as always, usually in your lap, turning your awareness to your breathing, just the way it is, noticing where it is in your body, following it. In breath, out breath. Ask yourself, what is the most familiar feeling to me right now? What catches my attention? And allow yourself to be aware of just exactly in your body where you feel that feeling most strongly. It's often in your chest or in the pit of your stomach, but it could be elsewhere. And welcome what's bubbling up. In fact, invite it. Welcome it. Welcome my feeling. Imagine it as bubbles rising to the surface of water, such as a lake, and turning into little ripples as though a pebble hit the top or a raindrop hit the drop of that water surface. And watch those ripples go out. Really watch them go all the way out to the edges where they disappear. See those bubbles rising and those ripples as they break the surface with any feeling that arises for you right now. And allow all of your emotions, any of them that you are aware of, to rise and ripple out to the tiniest ripples at the edges, gentle low ripples where they slowly dissipate into still water. Breathing in and breathing out as you do this. What do you notice? How do I feel as I notice these feelings ripple and grow further apart and even out at the edges? What do I notice about how my mind works? In breath, out breath. Hold yourself and your feelings gently in all the ways that you know, letting loving kindness lead you as you notice how those ripples flow out from the center of that feeling bubble and gradually dissipate into still water. If it feels right to you, as we come to the close of our meditation, take a few breaths, breathing in for three, holding for the count of four, and out for the count of five. Take this practice with you. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be gentle to myself when I am disturbed. May I be at peace. Namaste. Amen.